Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. So my advice to you and to myself, as believers who desire and pray that God will use us to share Jesus effectively with any Muslim we meet, we should not be too quick to support wars against Muslims. And I remember, I'll give you an example, you know, the war in Iraq, and General Rumsfeld, American general, said, we are going to launch a campaign of shock and awe on Baghdad, and we're going to crush Saddam's army. And what happened? You know, about 70,000 Iraqi were killed because they did shower bombs on the Iraqi people from the air, the sea, and the ground. However, we created so many enemies, and I did not want Christians to support that war. You know, even though we pray for the American government, we pray for our American soldiers, and we pray God will protect them and give them victory and everything like that. But when we get involved in politics and supporting wars against Muslims, automatically, as a consequence, we obstruct the message of the gospel to be communicated to them effectively, at least through us. Do we pray for America, of course, but I like to focus on being used by God to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. Because remember, it is God's desire that He will manifest His passionate love through you and me to all the people we meet, including Muslims. Remember, Satan's goal is to stop us from manifesting God's love to Muslims and to stop us from sharing Jesus effectively with them. So, you know, whenever there is a war between America and Muslims or between Israel and the Palestinian, you know, I always pray for peace. I pray that God will, minimize the casualties to reconcile and find a good solution to coexist. And, you know, we pray toward that. Okay, I like to repeat this statement. Satan's goal is to stop us from being filled with God's love. And Satan's goal is to stop us from being filled with Christ's love, and that Christ's love will not be manifested through us to the people we meet, including Muslims. It is God's will that we allow God to use our eyes, words, actions, to manifest His love toward the Muslims and to share Jesus effectively with them. Remember that. Now, effectively means in a way they can understand. I am sure you agree with me that communication is not possible without the listener understanding of the words of the speaker. Okay, I'll give you an example. When I first came to America, I was praying that God will bring me a wife. And, you know, I used to go to my church a few times a week and see a beautiful American girl. And then I go to her. I tell her, my name is Sammy. I'm so happy to meet you. Usually she looks at me and say, what's up? I say, oh, nothing up. Please give me your parents' phone number. She said, my parents? What for? Oh, to be honest with you, my parents are coming. I like to visit your family with my family. What for? I think you are beautiful and I like you and I know you love Jesus. I saw you worshiping, lifting your hand, and maybe we can talk with our families and think together. I don't know, but maybe we discover it is God's will for us to get married. Married! This is so weird. No, I'm not weird. You know, don't say that. And the more I want to meet the family, you know, most of the time I get rejected, and I always wondered why. I had pure motives, great sense of humor, I look good, I have pictures, you know, that's what my wife tell me. However, you know, to me, this is the most honorable way to approach a girl. Now, to her, this is the most uncool way that any man can approach her. She wanna us to go out, get together, you know, alone, and, you know, get to know each other. And for me, that was dangerous. You know, the flesh can have a chance to, you know, to control our meeting, and I wanna avoid that. Anyway, God taught me a lesson. If I wanna be used to my greatest potential, to help as many Muslims as possible enjoy his love and salvation, I need to be praying seriously that God will enable me to use my mind to help Muslims understand the biblical teaching that are essential to their salvation. Most importantly, to understand who Jesus is. To help them receive answers to their questions. The best answers humanly possible. So that's what I am talking about when I say sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. Now, we need to communicate the truth of the gospel in the most understandable way to Muslims. And I want to remind you of a parable Jesus shared with us in Matthew 13. It was recorded there, of a farmer who decided to spread some seed to grow a crop. Jesus explained that the seed he was referring to in the story was the word of God. Those people who received the word of God and were not able to understand it, they were not able to benefit from the word of God. They were like the hard soil along the path. Satan came and snatched away the word of God, the seed that was planted in their heart. I am sure you agree with me that there is no farmer that would scatter his precious seed on hard soil and unprepared soil. But if the seed falls on good soil, which in Jesus' story represents the person who hears the word of God and has been prepared to understand it, there will be a crop of 30, 60, or 100 times the amount of seed that was originally scattered there. Matthew 13. So, very important that we remember that we need to pray and make an effort to help Muslims understand the beauty, the depth, the power of the gospel. We need to help them understand the evidence, the reason, the logic behind the Christian faith. And that's what we will do in the programs on sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. By the grace of God, I am going to do everything I can, and I'm going to share with you over 30 years of education and experience in sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims. Before we end the program, any person who are hearing our program right now, and you never put your faith in Jesus that he came to save you from the consequences of your sins, that he came to give you eternal life, he came for the forgiveness of your sin. Right now, you can repent of your sins. Tell God, I don't want to live in sin anymore. I don't want to live far from you anymore, God. And you can invite Jesus to come into your heart and put your faith in Jesus alone, my friend, alone, for the forgiveness of your sin. You can pray this prayer after me if you mean it from all your heart. Jesus, I believe in you, that you are my only Savior. You are my Savior from paying the penalty for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you anymore. I don't want to willingly, intentionally disobey you, God. I want to enjoy your will in my life. I want to enjoy your salvation through faith in Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.